the decency to let the Jews out first. I'm not playing any preferences. It just so happens that Jews need a little more time to get out of the chair. Jews need a little more time. Gentiles will fly right out of the chairs like acrobats. The Jews will be Jew again. Every Jew is going to get up like this. There's something pulling here. I don't know what's pulling here. There's something pulling. Yesterday, I don't know what it is. Yesterday, I was walking perfect, but today, I don't know what it is. I don't know what the hell it is. When I go like this, I don't feel it, but when I go like this... And they all say the same thing. I don't complain. I hate a complainer. I hate a complainer. I hate a complainer, because otherwise I'm perfect. This shoulder, I don't know what the hell it is. When I go like this, I don't feel it. But when I go like this, I don't know what the hell it is. Otherwise, I'm okay. I'm okay, except there's a humming here. I don't know where it is. I don't know where this humming came from. I don't know what the hell. When I go like this, I don't feel it. But I go, Tell the truth. You ever see a completely healthy Jew in your life? I never saw a completely healthy Jew in my life. Jews are always sick. That's why Jews are all experts on doctors. Why, did you ever see a Jew that's not an expert on doctors? I don't know one Jew in the world that doesn't know the biggest doctor, the biggest. If a Gentile needs a doctor, she's assigned doctor close enough. A clinic, Chabas and Tzad, we get. When a Jew needs a doctor, they consult with every doctor in it. There is not one Jew that's not a consultant upon doctors and doctors. By the time they pick out a doctor, they'll all tell you, this is the biggest doctor, the biggest. Jews only know the biggest. I never met a Jew that doesn't know the biggest. You know how big he is, they'll all tell you. He is so big. They'll all tell you the same thing. You can't get in. You can't get in. That's how big he is. You can't get in. If a Jew hears you could get in, they'll never go there. Jews only go to doctors where you can't get in. You can't get in. You can't get in. Before you know it, 300 Jews are online. What are you doing here? I heard you can't get in. I'm here. Why, are you sick? Not right now, but I'm not going to wait till the last minute. They always tell you you can't get in, and they always tell you you can't get in for the same reason. It's always the same reason, because he's the head of the hospital. Did you ever hear of a Jew in your life that went to a doctor who's not the head? If he's not the head, they wouldn't even talk to him. He's only for Gentiles. Forget about it. Jews only go to the head. He is the head. The Lord tells the head. Not only the head of this hospital, he's the head of every hospital. Used to be the head of Mount Sinai. Now he's the head of Mount Hebron. They wanted him to be the head of Mount Rushmore. He turned it down. He is too big. He is so big, you can't get in. You know how long it takes to see this doctor? 8 years. 8 years is the minimum. They'll all tell you, 8 years, the minimum. Minimum is 8 years. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 11 years. 11 years, minimum. Minimum 11 years. The other guy always has to top you. What's 11 years? 11. My doctor, 23 years, minimum. Minimum. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 39 years, minimum. You think that's a doctor? My doctor is so big that nobody has seen him yet. Nobody ever saw this doctor. That's how big he is. One guy saw him, couldn't believe it. He died from the shock. We're going to have a little intermission now, ladies and gentlemen, so we could give everybody a chance to go into the lobby and discuss the show.